This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about if you believe it, you can receive it. And I'm thinking about my dear girlfriend who just gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. And this is after several attempts of trying to conceive and to have a child, actually years of being in this process. And it has finally all come together, of course, in God's divine timing. And I can remember parts of her journey. In one instance, it was New Year's Eve, and we all thought this was it. She was definitely with child. She refused to even take a sip of champagne because she thought, you know, she was pregnant. We all did. And then here it is, the beginning of the new year. We thought she was going to start her new year out one way, and she started it out another way because she was not with child. And there's one thing that I could characterize her faith, or one word to define her faith, it would be resilient, because I thought, oh, this might not be a good year for her. And sure enough, she was back at it again. And she always visualized and believed in her heart. She saw herself walking with this child in her hands. And she reminds us, are we seeing ourselves carry our dreams with us, seeing them come to fruition? And so she was practicing what Christ teaches us in Mark 11, which is that we can have the desires of our heart. All that is required is that we really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 11:23. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, that thing you're praying for, believe it and you will receive it.